the first cutting tend to move under the windrows and will feed in those locations. Cropland alfalfa and forage specialist Jeff Jackson says the early weather patterns this spring mean alfalfa could be mature before flowering.
And then you have to look at the rest of the season and say, man, if I don't get to cutting now and get this first cutting off so I can reboot my second crop and get rid of kind of this weird stunted one, it's going to put me out into a weird pattern for the rest of the season. So I would say there's a lot of alfalfa that needs to be taken care of from a cutting harvest maturity standpoint.
And Jackson, though, is worried about weevil pressure in the alfalfa.
And the other thing that I would caution and recommend people pay a tremendous amount of attention to is alfalfa weevils in our alfalfa crop do need attention paid to them, and we need to be proactive in scout fields on a very regular basis, like maybe every 2 to 3 days. And when we start seeing some feeding, we need to make that decision. Do we treat today because we have an extended time frame before we're going to get it cut, or do we cut the crop today or in the next day or so, remove that forage, and treat the weevil pressure so that we do get good regrowth?
Checking Mark.